This is the inspired and inspiring story of Sarah and the foreverness of Friends of a Feather. All recorded and printed Abraham materials are copyrighted by Jerry and Esther Hicks, and the unauthorized duplication of this cassette without express permission from the authors is strictly prohibited. For additional recordings, books, catalogs, or to reserve your space at an Abraham Hicks Science of Deliberate Creation workshop, please call 755-2299, area code 830, or write to Abraham Hicks Publications at Post Office Box 690070, San Antonio, Texas. And the zip code is 78269. Also, for an immediate overview of our works, visit our interactive website at www.abraham-hicks.com. People would rather be entertained than informed. I believe that was an observation of the eminent publisher William Randolph Hearst. And if that's true, then to inform in an entertaining manner would seem to be the most effective mode of conveying information, even information of great personal value. Sarah and the Foreverness of Friends of a Feather both entertains and informs as it flows to you, as per your state of attraction, through the universal thought translation process of Esther and her word processor. Streams of impeccable wisdom and unconditional love, gently taught by Sarah's very entertaining feathered mentor, blend with the currents of Sarah's enlightening experiences with her family, peers, neighbors, and teachers to lift you to a new awareness of your natural state of well-being, of your knowing that all is really well. So consider who you are and why you're here as you're considering studying this book, and then at the completion of your first leisurely reading of this book, take note of how far and how fast you've progressed toward all that's important to you. As a result of the clearer perspectives that you'll have gained from this brief, simple, thought-provoking novel, expect to experience a new level of joyous fulfillment. Esther and I have been recently informed that Sarah and the Foreverness of Friends of a Feather has received a Body, Mind, Spirit Award of Excellence in Outstanding Books in Print. They stated that these awards were established in order to recognize the contributions to adult and children's literature of publishers, authors, and artists in the areas of spirituality, natural health, relationships, business, and creating. They wrote that 46 books from hundreds of excellent books in print had been chosen by Body, Mind, Spirit magazine as their, what they call, books to live by, books that they feel have made invaluable contributions to our knowledge, to our growth, and to our self-transformation. And Esther and I are most appreciative of this recognition of our Sarah. And now, part one, Sarah and the Foreverness of Friends of a Feather. Chapter 1. Sarah frowned as she lay in her warm bed, disappointed to find herself awake. It was still dark outside, but Sarah knew it was time to get up.